The Mariners are taking on the Rangers, and M's backstop, Mike Zunino, would flex a major muscle in Arlington.
Next offer on the way. Swing and a drive deep to left field by Zunino. Going, and this one is way out of here into the second level. Holy smokes, Mike Zunino. And the pitch, swing and a drive deep to left field. Going, and this one is out of here. Goodbye, baseball. Three runs are in now in the top of the fifth inning, and the Mariners now lead the Rangers 3-0.
Tying run at the plate, the 3-1. Swing, line drive, left field. Gamble charges, can't get to it. Andrews steams into third base. He's coming home, and he scores. With a slide across home plate, a two-out RBI base hit, Chirinos.
There we go, pitch. And that'll get it done. Haniger flying. He's going to come around and score right behind Segura. Cruz to third. Nobody guarding. Third, and he's in safely. Gets away from Diekman, who's backing up. Nelly's going to come home. Here's the slide. He's in there. And all the way to third goes Seager. There you go.
70-foot homer earlier. The next pitch. He swings. Pelts this out to center field. This is torched. It is up. It is gone. Congratulations, Mike Zunino. Have yourself a night.
8-1 Mariners is your final. Mike Leake allows one run over 5 2/3. He improves to 3-0 in three starts with Seattle, and he gets 3 1/3 hitless innings from his bullpen to secure the victory. The big win puts the M's back at 500 for the year, and they remain 3.5 back of the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the M's manager, Scott Servais.
It's about pitching, and Mike Leake's been outstanding. Really threw the ball well tonight. Good sinker, really good cutter. A lot of balls on the ground, which was great to see. And the key for us tonight was certainly, Leake getting us deep in the game. Perez was throwing the ball outstanding, and he's been one of the hottest pitchers in the league here over the last 6-7 starts. So we knew it was going to be tight, and we pitched right with him. And then until we got a couple big hits, and then we'll talk about Mike Zunino. Wow, great night for Z. Killed the ball in the upper deck, another ball to right center. We needed it. We needed to get something going, but Z stepped up. Big home run by Segura. Loved the single that Seager flipped out there to left field. That's winning baseball. Just take what they give you. We needed a big knock there, and he came through. And Haniger again. So a lot of guys chipping in. That's why we're putting big points up there, putting big innings together, and it's been great to see.
Leake, in that second inning, things are starting to go sideways. They hit by pitch and then the air, and it just didn't seem like anything rattled them at all.
Mike continues to make pitches. When you can sink the ball and keep it on the ground, you got the little roll over to first base, second, third, and you get out of the inning, after that. So, again, he's a pro. He doesn't really panic. He looks out what's working for him on that particular night, and he makes adjustments as the games go along. So, I thought he was kind of up against it there in the sixth, time to go. Pazos was great coming out of the pen again, and, he didn't face too many guys tonight, so hopefully he's available tomorrow.
You spoke about Mike Zunino and his gap-to-gap home runs. The thing about it is he's doing this with a lot less at-bats, and he set a new career high for home runs.
It's a productive at-bats. Now, Mike's got a whole new approach, and I think everybody's seen the adjustments he's made physically with his swing, but approach-wise, too. It was great to see he took a couple walks tonight, waiting for his pitch, and then when he gets it, putting a good swing on it. So, and everybody knows the ability he has. When he does square the ball up, good things usually happen.
He's got 470 feet on a curveball where he's kind of lunging at it. How strong is this kid?
He really is. He's got big-time power. You see him batting practice every day. The thing that's nice, though, he's not trying to hit home runs. He's just trying to make good contact, just square it up. And curveball was down. It's not typically a pitch you see get hammered like that. But Mike's a good low-ball hitter, put a good swing on it. He's in a really good spot right now. And just keep him right there, hopefully, through the remainder of the season.
As a former catcher, I imagine you got to be pretty impressed. He's thrown out 6 of the last 13 base runners as well.
He's made very good adjustments there. It's something he worked on probably a month and a half ago, trying to shorten up his steps and his release. And the accuracy is the key. He's been very accurate. That's how you throw guys out. Our pitchers are giving him a chance for the most part, and he isn't trying to do too much.
Scott, did you feel like if Mike started to make contact more consistently, that the home runs would still be there, that just by nature how strong he is?
Yeah, no doubt. It's just about having good at-bats, and you can't do anything if you miss it. And he was in point earlier in the year, he was missing a lot of pitches in the strike zone, and you can't survive in this league. And credit to him and our minor league people, and Bro and Edgar kind of putting a plan together and riding it out. But ultimately, the player has to buy into it. And Mike has, he's got great results, and I'm sure he's going to stick with it for a while.
Can you take us through the Robbie thing?
He didn't think he swung, and the umpire thought he did. I just thought it was pretty quick to throw him out of the game there. Robbie wasn't showing him up or anything. And, you know, you got to have a little bit better feel. Certainly didn't want to lose Cano at that point in the game. Sieg picked us up with a big hit. We put some points up there after that, so it wasn't that big a deal. But, you know, 3-1, you hate to lose probably your best player. And, you know, I wasn't real happy with it either.
He's a ground ball guy. It's kind of a different pace. He's got the ball and go, putting his defense to work. I mean, how much does that keep them involved? It's kind of a different tone.
It's very different for our club. You know, the last couple of years we've been driven by fly ball guys for the most part. And it's nice to have a guy just attacking all the time. And he's got weapons. At the bottom of the strike zone, he gets him in swing mode and keeps it on the ground. Our defense has been pretty solid behind him. But we like it. We like the pace of what he pitches at out there. Our guys are on their toes. They're ready to go.
Another pretty big moment for Pazos there.
Yeah, James has really thrown the ball well the last couple nights. He's had a good season. You know, I think people look at, you know, he's hit a bumpy road here or there. But for the most part, he stayed healthy all year. He's been available. The stuff is still good. He takes good care of his body, and he's getting some results right now. At a key point, we're going to need him there down the stretch.
Talk about results. So you moved ahead of two teams in the wild card race today. What's the importance there?
It's pretty important. We got 16 games to go. They're all important. And you know, but we really got to focus on what we can do and how we compete and how we attack the rest of this road trip. It's a really, really important time of the year. Our guys have busted their tail all year to put themselves in a position to play meaningful games, and we are. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to stay aggressive and stay after it and see what happens.
How much does approach play into that? You mentioned good meeting yesterday, good attack with the pitcher, and it seems like there's maybe a little more patience to stay with that when you get those results.
I think our urgency is there. It needs to be there. We're at that point in the season. You know, it's been a while since the Mariners have been in the playoffs. We're well aware of that. Our players know that. You know, they want to finish on a high note here. They still got plenty left in the tank, and the last couple nights has been very good.
Mike Zunino now has 6 career multi-home run games, 3 of which have come this season. He has 23 round trippers on the year, which sets a new career high.
No, I knew I hit it well, but I mean, I've seen a lot of BPs here, a lot of big guys hit it here, and I haven't seen one go up there. So it's, I guess it's cool to be a part of that group, but I mean, it's nice when they go that far.
Okay, but then you're not just hitting home runs into the club level there. You're hitting gap-to-gap home runs. You go right center field. What does it say about your swing when you're able to do that?
That's sort of what I've been working on. You're trying to clean up some mechanics, and it's been one of those things where it's been a work in progress. I've hit more balls over there than I have all in the past years. So it's been nice to see that, and then especially to see the power that way.
All right, that second home run was also important because you now set a new career high for home runs in the season. What does this mean to you after everything that you have been through this season? Reinventing yourself, really.
Yeah, it's nice to get rewarded in that sense. I mean, obviously, it's not as many at-bats as it was, so it's nice to see those results come quicker. And like I said, I mean, to be able to drive balls more to right field and hit homers that way just sort of makes the game a little bit more complete.
You throw out DeShields tonight. Now you have now thrown out 6 out of the last 13. Is that just opportunities? They're daring you to do this, or is your footwork just that tight right now?
A little bit of everything. I've been putting a lot of work into that, but I mean, opportunities come and go. I had a lot on the last road trip, and this was the first one in a while besides Pujols. So it was nice to get this opportunity, and the pitchers are really giving me a chance.
Mike Leake continues to look very comfortable in his new threads. The right-hander allows 1 run on 5 hits over 5 2/3 on Wednesday with 5 strikeouts.
Yeah, avoided that first inning this time. So I was just trying to pinpoint the ball a little bit better tonight and attack with fastball. Fastballs early to establish kind of more pitches later. So.
You joked about that after the last start that had happened, but really, was there something, a conscious decision you made to come out of the gates hard?
Yeah, today, I mean, I was definitely, okay, I gotta, let's figure something out to try to avoid that first inning. So I was just making sure that I was attacking when I needed to and kind of giving that little extra effort when I needed to.
Mel likened it to a lot of times sinker ball pitchers need to find that rhythm. Once you find that rhythm, is the focus then to just continue to maintain that every single inning?
Yeah. I mean, once you get a rhythm, you keep it going as much as you can. You think of the hitters and you try to think in advance a little bit more. Obviously, you got to go pitch by pitch, but it's definitely helpful when you're a guy that's low in the zone that you can get something, get them sped up and thinking a little bit more.
Second inning, it looked like maybe things were going to start to go a little bit haywire there with the hit by pitch in the air. What do you have to tell yourself after those kind of things happen?
It's just it's a situation where you try to pick up the team, really. I mean, and myself. I mean, it's just guys are on base, and you got to do your job to keep them where they are.
Have you gotten better at that over the years, working through traffic and working out of jams? It seems like you don't really panic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely a process to learn, especially at this level, because if you do start spinning, which I have before, I mean, it can catch up to you, and next thing you know, you're out of the game.
Have you ever seen a catcher hit a 470-foot home run off of the ball low?
That was one of the further home runs I've seen in live, so... he's strong. I mean, we got a few strong guys on this team that have the ability to do that, and it's fun to watch.
Especially when it's not hit off of you.
Absolutely. I guess when you're giving them up, you want them to be that far, though.
Your last stretch, you know, with the Cardinals wasn't great. It's gonna feel good to come in here, but what's been different?
I think my body's been weird the last year or two. So I mean, I think coming in here, I was able to relax a little bit more and kind of take a deep breath and get my body back to feeling good enough to pitch.
The Mariners will go for the series win on Thursday night in Arlington when Felix Hernandez returns from the DL to make the start.